W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. Two notorious Mexican drug lords have been arrested. CBS's Christopher Cruz with details.
The Justice Department says Ismael Zambada Garcia, known as El Mayo, an alleged co-founder of the cartel, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez, a son of its other co-founder, face multiple charges of leading the cartel's criminal operations. In a statement, Attorney General Merrick Garland called the cartel one of the most violent and powerful drug trafficking organizations in the world. The two were arrested in El Paso, Texas.
The DEA administrator says the arrest strikes at the heart of the cartel that's responsible for the majority of drugs, including fentanyl and methamphetamine, killing Americans from coast to coast. FBI Director Christopher Wray says they will now face justice in the United States. California Governor Gavin Newsom's working to clear all homeless encampments. Reporter Chris Holmstrom tells us Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass disagrees with the order and said in a statement,
strategies that just move people along from one neighborhood to the next or give citations instead of housing do not work. We thank the governor for his partnership thus far and hope that he will continue collaboration on strategies that work.
Devastating wildfires are rapidly spreading in the Northwest. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is near Chico, California, and reports intense flames are devouring buildings, cars, and anything in the way.
More than a dozen homes charred down to their foundations as the flames quickly swept in. We're told more than 1,100 firefighters are now here battling this blaze, and they have their work cut out for them. We're told that the flames have now progressed into remote, rugged terrain. That firefight complicated by triple-digit heat, wind and all of that bone dry vegetation.
Now to the latest on a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Families of Americans held hostage by Hamas spoke outside the White House today after meeting with President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu.
We got absolute commitment from the Biden administration and from Prime Minister Netanyahu that they understand the urgency of this moment now, to waste no time and to complete this deal.
His family members, one of eight Americans still held by Hamas. A major change is coming to Southwest Airlines. CBS's Chris Van Cleve tells us they will no longer offer open seating.
After doing research, the airline found 80% of its own customers preferred a seat assignment. And the number one reason for people to leave Southwest Airlines to fly somebody else was a seat assignment.
And the airline is also now adding a premium extra legroom selection, which, of course, you'll have to pay extra for. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are tied in Wisconsin in the first poll here since President Biden dropped out. The Emerson poll has Trump and Harris deadlocked at 47% in a head-to-head matchup. Emerson finds Senator Tammy Baldwin leading Eric Hovde 49-43. Wisconsin is investing in its rural agricultural roads. James Kelly reports.
The funding is part of the first round of awards through the Agriculture Roads Improvement Program, which will provide nearly $50 million for rural road projects across the state.
It's James Kelly reporting. The spending will support 37 projects across 28 Wisconsin counties. The projects are aimed at helping Wisconsin's agricultural industries by boosting infrastructure critical to moving products, crops, and livestock. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Concern for Christian Yelich. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers battled back to beat the Cubs 3-2 at Wrigley Field to win the series in Chicago. So for the season, the Brewers and Pat Murphy had an overall record of 8-5 against the Cubs and manager Craig Counsell. But the team placing Christian Yelich on the 10-day injury list while he seeks medical advice for his sore back. He may end up with season-ending surgery. Pat Murphy.
Yeah, like I said, you know, losing Christian's huge. It could be devastating, but this team hasn't been devastated by much. challenge. You know, they kind of, I really appreciate that. I'm grateful that you have a group. Again, I keep saying this, this game's about people.
The Brewers return home. They open a 3-game series against the Marlins tomorrow night. And the team has signed Jaden Fielder to a minor league deal. The 19-year-old infielder from Florida is the son of Prince Fielder. NFL talks between the Packers and the agents for Jordan Love continue. Meanwhile, tomorrow morning is the Packers' first training camp practice in pads, open to the public at 10:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear skies, but a little patchy fog will be possible. Mid-50s by sunrise, or winds very light. On Friday, after the morning fog possibility, we'll see sunshine and those hazy skies continue. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we visit with former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel about legal issues surrounding this week's headlines and media coverage from Mark Jacob.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey there, happy, Thursday? Holy cow, the week is sliding by faster and faster. How do authoritarians like Trump, Orban, and Putin take down a free press? And by the way, Donald Trump just got step one in the permission structure. I think my headline may not even convey the urgency of how freaked out we should be. I'll share that with you in just a moment. Also, Project 2025 calls for the imprisonment of its enemies. Who is that? And the economy grows at 2.8%. We'll talk about those things in the first hour of the program. In the second hour of our program, Phil Itner is going to drop by with an update on Ukraine and live from Ukraine. And by the way, another Russian fell out of a window. How many is that now? And Wisdom School alert, why humanity has a deep and ancient connection to water. In the third hour of our program, it's being reported that Trump told his nephew to let his disabled son die in 2020. Trump in the White House told his nephew to let his disabled son die. You know, the Nazis had this idea. First, they killed over 230,000 disabled people, gassing most of them to death with carbon monoxide in portable trucks, just going door to door, you know, hey, picking up the disabled people. Whew. It's just incredible. Anyhow, and I got a little news summary here for you, just some amazing stuff happening in the world. But I want to start out with what I think is, you know, should have us all have our hair on fire. And like I said, reconsidering. Anyway, Donald Trump took the first step yesterday to extinguishing the free and independent press in America. He has a multimillion-dollar lawsuit against George Stephanopoulos and ABC News. Because when Stephanopoulos interviewed Nancy Mace, the Republican MAGA woman, when he interviewed her, he said, quote, let me find the exact quote. He asked her if, he said, how can you continue to support Donald Trump when he has, quote, been found liable for rape, end quote. Now, just keep in mind, the judge in the case, this is the E. Jean Carroll case, the judge in the case, Lewis Kaplan, wrote, quote, the jury's finding that Mr. Trump sexually abused Ms. Carroll implicitly determined that he forcibly penetrated her digitally. In other words, that Mr. Trump did, in fact, rape Ms. Carroll, as that term commonly is used and understood in contexts outside of New York penal law. Now, he wasn't convicted of rape specifically, because New York law defines that as sex organs. You know, you have to use your penis, you can't use your fingers. But this, and I'm getting way too graphic here, I'll stop right now, I'm sorry. So they just, you know, they charged him with sexual abuse. But this is nuts. This is nuts. So anyhow, the judge said that he raped her. And so George Stephanopoulos asked Nancy Mace, you know, he's been found liable for rape, which is accurate.
I believe. And Trump sues both Stephanopoulos and ABC for millions and millions of dollars. And now he's found this judge down in Florida, a right-wing judge, who's a George W. Bush appointee, who said, this case can go forward. And so, you know, Trump is crowing about it over on his Nazi-infested social media site, you know, bragging that, you know, he's going forward with this. Well, this is nothing new. Shutting down the press with libel lawsuits is absolutely nothing new. This is how Putin shut down the press in Russia when he took power on December 31st, 1999. He changed the nation's libel laws and then began suing independent press outlets. This is how Viktor Orban took over the press in Hungary. He changed the libel laws and sued all these independent groups. In fact, Orban came to when Republicans went to Budapest to celebrate Viktor Orban. He spoke at the CPAC conference, and he said, "Have your own media. It's the only way to point out the insanity of the progressive left." He says, of course, the GOP has media allies, but they can't compete with the mainstream liberal media. My friend Tucker Carlson is the only one who puts himself out there. His show is the most popular. What does it mean? It means programs like his should be broadcast day and night, or as you say, 24/7. So this is, this is what's going on here. This is what Trump said on Truth Social yesterday. He said, "A big win today in high Florida court case against ABC fake news and little George Slopidopoulos. A powerful case. Before you know it, the fake news media will be forced by the courts to start telling the truth. This is a great day for our country. MAGA 2024. Now, he's been threatening this for a long time. Back in 2016, he said, "One of the things I'm going to do if I win, and I hope we do, we're certainly leading, I'm going to open up our libel laws. So when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws." In 2017, when he was president, at a meeting in the White House with Justin Trudeau, he said, "It's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write." In 3 months later, in a cabinet meeting, he was reading from prepared notes. And he said, "We need to take a strong look at our country's libel laws, which are a sham and a disgrace. Our current libel laws do not represent American values or American fairness, so we're going to take a strong look at that. We want fairness. You can't say the things that are false, knowingly false, and be able to smile as money pours into your bank account. I think that what the American people want to see is fairness." And so now, after 7 years of pushing this, Donald Trump finally has found a federal judge who agrees with him. And This is a real problem. Excuse me, because George Stephanopoulos pointed out actually, I'm not sure if he was federal or state judge, but what Judge Lewis Kaplan said. He was essentially just quoting the judge. And Trump is going after him for millions of dollars. If Trump is successful, they will be coming after not just reporters, not just commentators, and not just radio and TV hosts. They'll be coming after bloggers. They'll be coming after social media participants. They'll be coming after Substack writers. They will be coming after news organizations in America. Which probably should have been the opening paragraph of my article, but this is a big deal. They're coming for us. The Republicans. Or at least Donald Trump. And if this guy becomes president, I mean, you know, it's not just Russia and Hungary that do this. Right now, the same strategy, using libel laws to shut down newspapers you don't like, which, by the way, is what John Adams tried to do in 1798. And Jefferson reversed when he became president in March of 1800. But anyhow, this strategy is currently in place and being used right now by strongman dictators or leaders in Turkey, Egypt, Thailand, Philippines, India, Pakistan, Indonesia, Malaysia, Saudi Arabia, China, Iran, Belarus, Eritrea, Cuba, and Vietnam, among others. This is not an unusual or uncommon thing. They are coming for the press.
Time to wake up and pay attention, huh? This is serious stuff. It's 14 and a half minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back with you. Stay tuned. We got an incredible summary of what's going on in the world here. Stay tuned. It's going to be interesting.
Like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99. We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. You should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk
producers, I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel, white-tailed deer, black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
The president ends his re-election campaign.
And the Civic Media team led by Todd Albaugh and Terry Bell brings you the breaking news.
After days, if not weeks, of advice to pull out of his re-election campaign.
President Biden releasing this letter, quote, "I believe it is in the best interest for me to stand down."
Real news and great conversation.
You can count on it on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat and can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause a dangerous buildup in your dog's system, and high amounts are even connected to cancer. It's tricky because even so-called healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. It's really hard to avoid. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious to dogs. Our dogs, Blue and Chewy, love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, the wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
They say the truth will set you free, but shadows fall where light should be. From Moscow to Budapest and D.C., the free press fights, but now they're on their knees. Echoes of freedom silenced by fear. Dictators rise when no one's here. Words of dissent now disappear. Goodbye, free press, your end is near. Goodbye, free press, we mourn the sound.
21 minutes past the hour, welcome back. So just a collection of fascinating news stories here for you. The FBI director, Christopher Wray, yesterday testified before Congress that, well, here's his exact quote. With respect to former President Trump, there's some question about whether or not it was a bullet or shrapnel that hit his ear. In other words, it might have been something other than a bullet that hit Trump's ear, which makes a lot of sense. I mean, a bullet whizzing by could have done a whole lot more damage. Well, who knows? Who knows? So, you know, I've had people call up and say, well, maybe it wasn't a bullet, and I've kind of poo-pooed that. But apparently the FBI director is uncertain also, which may account for why we're getting no medical reports from Trump, because he's out there going, I took a bullet for democracy. Yeah, right. Amazing. Did you catch Joe Biden's speech last night? I thought it was absolutely brilliant. It was, Sean said she had tears in her eyes. This was a senior statesman doing what real patriots do. I mean, it is so hard for people to give up power when they have it, particularly virtually absolute power. I mean, you could argue even that the president of the United States now has something very close to absolute power, given that the Supreme Court said that he can even break the law. So I thought that was amazing. J.D. Vance, he wrote the foreword. You know, the Republicans are all dancing around this, trying to pretend that, you know, they're not down with Project 2025. Trump said the other day, I don't know anything about Project 25, and I don't want to know anything about it. Well, it turns out that Kevin Roberts, the guy who said that, this will be a bloodless revolution if the left allows it, he wrote a new book. It's going to be out this fall. It's titled Dawn's Early Light, Taking Back Washington to Save America. The proceeds go to the Heritage Foundation. And guess who wrote the foreword to it? Yeah, J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance. On Newsmax, he told host Rob Schmidt, he said, there's some great ideas, good ideas in Project 2025. All right. So much for Trump, huh? Meanwhile, J.D. Vance is facing the most embarrassing fact-checking of his life. This is really strange. This guy named Rick Rude's Cavs on X, on Twitter, tweeted on July 15th, which is just like last week, and I quote, can't say for sure, but he might be the first vice president pick to have admitted in a New York Times bestseller to effing an inside-out latex glove shoved between two couch cushions. And then there's this little parenthesis that says Vance Hillbilly Elegy, pages 179 to 181. Now, Vance never wrote that, right? The guy just tweeted this, and he's just some random guy. But the tweet got like a million retweets. Kathy Griffin came out and did a little riff on it. Right? She said, we don't want a couch bleeper as VP, right? And that has led both Snopes and the Associated Press to write fact checks saying, no, Vance never did that to a couch. I mean, it's like, just some rant. Now, you know, on the one hand, it's kind of funny. On the other hand, it's kind of alarming that some, you know, rando on X can, you know, say something in a way that looks credible, and suddenly you've got the Vice President of the United States having to deny it, or at least people on, you know, Snopes and the Associated Press on his behalf. And now it gets even weirder. The Associated Press today took down their fact check. So they're no longer denying that Vance did that to a couch. So, yeah, the show's been a little pornographic today. What can I say? All right. And meanwhile, a Jewish couple, Liz and Gabe Rulin Ram, wanted to adopt a child. And so they live in Tennessee. And they they found a three-year-old child in Florida that they wanted to adopt. And everything was all set to go. And so they went to a state-funded foster care placement agency and said, here's the kid, here's us, you know, filled out all the forms and everything. And the agency sent them a letter saying, we only provide adoption services to prospective adoptive families that share our belief system. In other words, you're Jewish, you can't adopt. They are suing the Tennessee Department of Children's Services. They say this violates the state constitution's equal protection and religious freedom guarantees. The problem that they're facing is that Project 2025 would allow this. And 10 states already have laws on the books, including Tennessee, that allows this. And that's where it gets really, I mean, the Project 2025 envisions upholding a biblically based social science reinforced definition of marriage and family, which doesn't include Jewish couples, apparently. And as I said, this is already law in 10 states. This is the world that Donald Trump and J.D. Vance want to bring us, where a Jewish couple can't adopt because the state-funded Christian adoption agency says, we only deal with Christians, even though we take your tax dollars. Yeah, this family paid tax dollars to support this agency. It's crazy. And now on top of that, Project 2025 is calling for the imprisonment of conservatism's enemies. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Everything is expensive right now. Gas, food, you name it. You're spending more, you are making the same or less money. So, what do? You rack up credit card debt, that's what you do. It's not your fault, it's the economy. And guess what? If you rack up too much credit card debt like some of us, you can't pay your bills. Then the credit card companies, as nice as they are, start hounding you for money. Then you start your downward spiral. A smart thing for you to do is to call the Zero Debt. They can help you consolidate all your credit card bills into one affordable payment. Millions of people have done it. It works to make you debt-free. Make this free call right now. It costs you nothing to learn more.
800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. 800-298-9093. That's 800-298-9093.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. The Justice Department has picked up two leaders of a Mexican drug cartel.
Attorney General Merrick Garland has confirmed the arrests of two of the most wanted and powerful drug lords in Mexico. The co-founder of the notorious Sinaloa cartel, Ismael Zambada Garcia, known as El Mayo, and the son of El Chapo Guzman, Joaquin Guzman, were taken into custody near El Paso, Texas.
CBS News correspondent Manuel Bojorquez. A California man is under arrest for allegedly sparking the largest wildfire in California so far this year. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti is covering the blaze at Chico.
Fire crews are working overhead and on the ground. Thousands of people still under that mandatory evacuation that was set into place.
Vice President Harris met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu today, saying it's time to get a deal done to get Hamas hostages released. And
I remain committed to a path forward that can lead to a two-state solution.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. It'll take several weeks to fix an oil refinery near Chicago damaged by a tornado last week. In the meantime, fuel is being shipped north from the Gulf of Mexico. Gas prices should stay high in southeast Wisconsin in the meantime. A rare honor for a Wisconsin trailblazer. Here's Savannah Tomei Olson.
The new statue of L. Phillips is now officially on the Capitol steps. It took a task force 4 years to make it happen. If you don't know, Phillips was the first black woman to graduate from UW-Madison Law School, the first person of color to become a judge in Wisconsin, and the first black woman to hold statewide office. Right now, there's a tarp over the statue. The official unveiling ceremony is Saturday at 5.
Savannah Tomei Olson reporting. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Another season of horrible television is in the books after the Kardashians' season 5 finale. In riveting fashion, they all learn their biological ages, with O.J. Simpson's daughter Chloe learning that despite being 39, a TV quack doctor hired to protect the brand informed the least popular sister her biological age is actually 28. Whatever the hell that means. Other Kardashians who fared well were Mom Kris, who found out she's actually 6 years younger than her actual age of 68. Kim Kardashian's real age is 43, but her biological age is 34. No word on what any of their plastic surgery ages are. In other news from the season finale, Kim Kardashian joked that after watching The Crown, she can totally rule a country, saying she's learned so much from a TV show. She felt the same way about boating after watching Gilligan's Island. Kardashian says she's excited to enter the actress phase of her career, seeming to forget she did a few very low-budget independent films years ago that launched her career. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, clear skies, but a little patchy fog will be possible. Mid-50s by sunrise, or winds very light. On Friday, after the morning fog possibility, we'll see sunshine and those hazy skies continue. Highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 64.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
A remote Brazilian tribe deep in the Amazon rainforest was recently able to access the internet for the first time ever. Tribe leaders say that they almost immediately had to institute time limits or nothing would get done.
You know, if we don't hunt, fish, and plant crops, we're going to die because we don't have any food. And guess what, everyone? Amazon does not deliver to the Amazon. So, which is kind of an oversight on their part.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on locally grown radio.
Ready, set, go! Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, do you know Republicans are trying to amend the Wisconsin Constitution again? Would you be surprised to know that it's all a bunch of garbage? Probably not. I'll explain.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Nervous slashed, corporations unleashed in a greedy dash. If Trump wins, the rules will change. A world reborn, but also strange.
Welcome back. So Project 2025, you know, the outline for the Trump presidency says the next conservative president must make the institutions of American civil society hard targets for woke culture warriors. Hard targets means, you know, putting people in prison. And in fact, they are calling for pornography to be outlawed. Now, that statement in and of itself seems a little innocuous. Yes, I mean, pornography is ubiquitous. You can pick up, you know, magazines at the 7-Eleven, and you can go online and watch pretty hardcore porn for free. And, you know, frankly, I think there should be a triple X domain that is age limited, that you have to have a credit card, for example, to get into. But that's a whole separate argument. But that's not what they're talking about. What they're saying is that anybody who promotes homosexuality or what they call transgender ideology is promoting pornography. And they say that people who produce or distribute anything that literally even mentions a gay person, you know, the movie Brokeback Mountain, or just, you know, a TV show that has a gay character in it, an openly gay character in it, that's pornography. And they are saying that the people who produce and distribute it should be imprisoned, that teachers and public librarians who purvey it, in other words, you know, a Judy Blume book with a gay character in it, that teacher should go to prison. The librarian who keeps it in her or his library should go to jail. But they go on to say educators and public librarians who purvey it should be classed as registered sex offenders. I'm reading from Project 2025 here. And telecommunications and technology firms that facilitate its spread should be shuttered. That's incredible. They want to throw teachers in prison. They went after one of the books that's been banned is Art Spiegelman's Mouse, because there's a naked rat in it in a bathtub. I mean, you can't even see genitals or anything. There's the book Family that has a drawing of two men holding hands in it has been banned. Any mention of reproductive health, sex education, that's considered pornography by these people. They note Judy Blume would be handcuffed and jailed. This is not in Project 2025. This is in a piece about it over at Daily Kos. Homosexuality, any movie that acknowledges the existence of transgenderism or homosexuality would see its entire staff and the staff of the distributing corporation charged as criminals, registered as sex offenders, and their offices closed. These people are deadly serious about what they're up to. We need to take it seriously. Picking up your calls here, Arthur in Chicago. Hey, Arthur, what's up?
Good morning, Tom, and thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, I look at TV and I look at the highlights. I would never look at a Trump speech in its entirety. It just amazes me that this man, in his arrogance, has the unmitigated gall to step onto a stage and call someone else a crook and a liar.
Yeah, he's his new nickname, in addition to mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name, which is his way of slurring her, he's also calling her lying. Yes. Lying, he calls her lying Kamala. Like, camel?
Yeah.
Really? It's Kamala,
whatever.
Like Kamala.
Well, the mispronunciation is just nonsense. As most everything comes out of his mouth is nonsense. But it just amazes me that he this old, nasty, disgusting felon, this rapist, and we know that's just the tip of the iceberg, Eugene Carroll. Yeah. I don't know what happened with the rest of them. Maybe they got intimidated and got death threats, or they got paid off. I don't know. I mean, there was no problem with Epstein going to jail and everybody coming forward to, and I'm not making an excuse for him. He's where he deserves to be. There was no problem with many decades later, Mr. Bill Cosby, one of the greatest comedians and people that we've produced, you know, but you made a mistake and justice was served.
Yep.
Why hasn't justice been served with this man? I'm going to leave that for people to ponder. As far as him getting shot, whatever nicked his ear, I am so sick of this narration of him taking a bullet for democracy, taking a bullet for the Republican Party.
Yeah.
Come on.
Tell that to Gabby Giffords.
Anything. You know who took a bullet? Yes, Gabby Giffords. That's who's taking a bullet. You know who took a bullet? That poor fireman, that poor man, that fireman,
yeah,
who now has a widow and two beautiful, wonderful daughters.
Yeah.
I can deal with him being a Trumpster. It's no big deal. People are going to follow who they want to follow. That's who took a bullet, and the others, they got shot.
Yeah.
One last thing real quick so we can move on. Yes, Kamala Harris, and I get this from a gentleman named Richard Chu, who I listen to it between 6 and 8 Central Time here in Chicago on CPT, mm-hmm, WCPT. Kamala Harris is a DEI recipient, but DEI stands for Definitely Earned It.
There you go. Yeah, I mean, you could argue that every woman in America who has a job is a DEI hire. I mean, that's, you know, by the definitions of the Republican Party. They just don't want women in the workplace. They don't want women holding power.
They don't want women. They don't want women anything because they're fragile little male egos along with their possibly little penises can't handle it.
Yeah, they want women in the kitchen and the bedroom, and that's
it. Their
egos
are so
big. Yep. No,
yeah, and it's
you.
Like, pass it on, Tom.
Will do, Arthur. Will do. Thanks a lot for the call.
Right.
Definitely earned it. I love it. Thank you. Diane in Ann Arbor. Hey, Diane, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'm really, you had a guest on earlier this week that spoke of Zig Lag, the billionaire ruling class.
It's a right-wing Christian group made up of millionaire and billionaire right-wingers. Yeah.
Right. And That is a concern because they said they don't care about our democracy. They want what they want. And then there's the group, Trump's Project 2025. He says he knows nothing about it. He was working, he was practicing this Project 2025 in his previous term in office.
That's right. And he bragged in his previous term of office that he had put into place over 63% of the Heritage Foundation's suggestions for him. Go ahead.
And he didn't have the grouping, the F classification to work with, so it kind of slowed him down what he could do. But once he has that, if he's in office, then he's free to do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
Then also we have Seven Mountains, the Pentecostal group.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, between religion and the billionaire ruling class and our government being taken over by Trump's Project 2025, if we don't vote blue, we are in a world of trouble.
Yep.
And the Seven Mountains Pentecostal group, the religion, I mean, Paula White is Trump's spiritual advisor. She's part of that religion. Mike Johnson, is it any wonder he was brought as Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
He's a Seven Mountains person.
Yep.
So we've got religion, money, and the government being misused, ruling our lives.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the brave new world that they want to bring America to.
Well, we've got to vote blue. We've got to vote Democrat and hold this back because, are we very far from Ezekiel 7 in the Bible about if you're not spiritual enough, you know, and you don't have this mark, which I would argue is the red MAGA hat, are we coming to that?
Yeah.
And so we're really spiraling into something very ugly and dangerous. And if we don't vote blue and don't vote Democrat, we're in a world of trouble.
I agree with
you. Thank
you. I agree with you, Diane. Thank you very much. It is very troubling. And Donald Trump did put Schedule F into place. It was in October of 2020. So it was three, 4 months before he had to leave office. And so he wasn't able to implement it. And Joe Biden reversed it with his own executive order. But that's how easy it is. It doesn't require Congress. It's just an executive order from the president.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your calls. Did you know your dog's food could be harming them? Dr. Marty says there's one major red flag to look out for: cooked dog food, like kibble or canned food. When dog food is cooked at high temperatures, the amino acids often overheat, and that can create dangerous compounds called AGEs, or advanced glycation end products. AGEs can cause dangerous buildup in your dog's system and make them act slower or older than they are. High amounts may even be connected to cancer. It's tricky because even healthy and organic dog food is often cooked at high temperatures. That's why Dr. Marty created his own formula called Nature's Blend. It's freeze-dried raw, so you don't need to worry about potential AGEs from kibble. It's shelf-stable and mess-free. It's full of nutrients. Our dogs Blue and Chewy absolutely love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Our dogs can't get enough of these wild-caught codskin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick thought about a word you may have heard recently: shrinkflation. Shrinkflation is when companies give us less of something but charge us the same or even more. Cottonelle and Charmin toilet paper, Dawn Ultra dish soap, Crest toothpaste, Gain detergent, Hershey's Kisses, Reese's peanut butter cups. You are not hallucinating. There really are fewer Fritos in that bag because now it has 9.25 ounces instead of 9.75 ounces in it. Now, some U.S. politicians are talking about reining in these companies. In France, companies that shrinkflate food over there, they have to say so on their packages. You know, I'd love to see that over here too, just so I know what I'm paying for and I know when I'm paying less. If you want to help me and the millions of other Work Money members hold these companies accountable, join us. It's free. You can sign up at workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Few Wisconsin events bring 600,000 people together from 80 different countries, but it happens every summer in Oshkosh.
Oshkosh has become synonymous with the world of flight and with EAA.
Dick Napinski's worked with EAA Air Venture for more than 30 years and knows its history. Do you? Where did EAA start? Wausau, La Crosse, or Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The fly-in is spread across 1,600 acres with more than 10,000 airplanes. It brings a big boost to the economy, too.
It's $170 million of economic impact and more than $110 million of direct spending.
So where did EAA start?
Milwaukee in 1953 called the Wisconsin Air Pageant with 21 planes. All moved to Oshkosh in 1970, a high-flying slice of Wisconsin. It's happening July 22nd to the 28th. I'm Terry Barr.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. It's in Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. Louise and I both love award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It not only has 1,000 times better survivability in your gut than most probiotics, but this spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to win the day every day. For a limited time, you can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic at Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code Tom. That's like getting a month for free. Go now, justthrivehealth.com, promo code Tom. That's T-H-O-M. justthrivehealth.com.
To uphold the law, they took the stand. With promises made, they shook our hands. In the name of justice, their word was sworn. But behind closed doors, a clue was born. From oaths to lies, the truth was bent. Twisting precedents with dark intent. A radical agenda they now pursue. This betrayal, democracy they undo. From oaths to lies, a Supreme Court coup. They've turned our laws.
Welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. RJ in Greenville, Michigan. Hey, RJ, what's up?
Hi, Tom.
Hey.
I've been an avid studier of history my whole life. And one thing that I have gotten from it is that every authoritarian regime in history has used force to control its public in order to stay in power. And I just find it very hard to believe that any organization that has been planning the complete destruction of our democracy would not have an organized plan to violently control any public dissent, not just our leaders. So my question is, what is this plan? Does it involve our armed forces, private mercenary groups, Russia?
Well,
the big data companies involved?
You know, there's a hard way to do it, and there's a soft way to do it. And the hard way to do it is what you're talking about, RJ. You know, the police show up at your house and haul you off. And some of these regimes are doing this. I mean, in Hungary, Viktor Orban had a guy arrested for calling him a dictator on Facebook. But the soft way is the way that Trump is promoting and that a lot of countries use. And that is, if you speak out, you are accused of libel or slander, you are sued, you go to court, and they basically take away everything you own. They take away your home, they take away your savings, they throw you into such serious debt that you end up homeless and destitute, and it's the end of your life. And when that happens to a couple thousand or a couple 10,000 people, everybody just shuts up and goes along. And that's what you see in all these other countries. That's what you see in Hungary right now. It's what you see in Russia right now. It's what you see in, it's growing in India. It's what you see in Turkey. It's what you see in Belarus. It's, you know, although in Belarus they also use the hard, you know, they'll also shoot you. But that soft strategy, which is what Trump advanced literally to, you know, yesterday, when he won that, or you know, when the judge said yes, we'll allow this case to advance, his lawsuit against George Stephanopoulos, that's the first step on that road.
I understand, but I guess my question is that with this country's long history of democracy and freedom of speech, how long will it be before the people actually say enough is enough? And at that point, wouldn't there be an actual violent attempt to quell an insurrection that would be absolutely justified?
Yeah, well, that's what it leads to ultimately. I mean, that's what you saw in Belarus a couple of years ago when people showed up in the streets.
What concerns me the most, Tom, is that there are so many militant, especially religious groups, fundamentalist groups, that have been literally arming and training themselves.
Yep.
And literally, these people are literally poised to become the SS of today.
Well, or the brown shirts. You know, the brown shirts was a volunteer force. The black shirts for Mussolini.
I think we already have that. I mean,
they're not yet organized as one giant kind of semi-official organization. But I think that if Trump becomes president, they will be. RJ, I got to move along, I share your concerns. Thank you so much, and thanks for listening to 1680 AM there in Greenville, Michigan. Alan in Seattle. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. Well, when you were highlighting some of Kamala's Kamala Harris's points, I think probably the biggest voting bloc that she would appeal to would, of course, be women. And do you remember the old Periods for Pence campaign?
I do. Let me just recap it very quickly for people listening who don't know what we're talking about. When Pence was governor of Indiana, and he wanted basically to monitor the menstrual periods of women to look for women who were getting abortions, women started tweeting at him when their periods started. Yeah, and it was all over Facebook too. There was a Periods for Pence group. So go ahead.
Yeah. Well, you know, let's revive that with a different clientele. For instance, the Heritage Foundation, RNC, the Supreme Court, in the Federalist Society, who put all these right-wing justices in front of everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and once VP Harris is, the declared nominee of the Democratic Party, start it then and just keep going and crescendo it right up until the election.
I think you have to focus on one person, and that the ideal person would be J.D. Vance, because he has actually called for... and this is my article yesterday on HartmanReport.com. He's actually called for basically the menstrual period police. You know, he signed a letter along with Ted Cruz and eight other Republican senators to HHS, to Secretary Becerra, demanding that they eliminate the rule that says that the police cannot go to your doctor's office and demand your menstrual period records, basically.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
No, seriously, I'm not, you know, you can read the whole thing over at HartmanReport.com, and there's a link to all the news articles about it. So, the Periods for Pence thing, Periods for Vance, it doesn't have quite the onomatopoeia or whatever that's called. Alan, I gotta run. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef to you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's, or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to Cook Unity.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we will do a news roundup. We'll take your calls and your texts. And Matt Miller from OnMilwaukee.com joins us to talk all things showbiz. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.